Hi, this is Linda Kester for Pawnee Leasing, and now we're going to talk about the power of questions. When college coaches recruit high school athletes, they don't waste time listing all the fine features of their university. Why? Because students are only interested in what they're interested in. They're not necessarily interested in what the coach likes about the school, you know, great academic programs or diversity. The athletes might want a big school or a school close to home or a school with lots of pretty women. The same thing applies to vendors and lessees. Some salespeople dive right into a presentation just dumping all the information they can about their company and their programs without knowing what the prospect is interested in. And they think that they're selling. Telling is not selling. Selling leasing is not a one-size-fits-all process. Every customer's needs, challenges, problems, budgets, and decision-making process is unique. Therefore, every sale must be designed and customized to fit that vendor or lessee's needs. There's only one way to find out what those needs are, and that's by asking questions. Questions are a salesperson's most valuable selling tool. Most leasing salespeople know that in order to sell financing, you have to sell the benefits of financing. But a benefit to one lessee may be of no interest to another. The only way to find out which benefits are important to a particular lessee is to ask. I used to sit next to a sales rep who never asked questions. He was very overbearing, and he talked and talked and talked. He talked until I felt sorry for the person on the other end of the phone. He talked because he thought he knew more than the customer. Now, he did know how to structure deals, and he was good at talking, and he thought that was what the job called for. A lot of people still think that's what the job is all about. Just hire an outgoing, affable person and talk at the customer. Guess what? That doesn't work anymore. That guy that I used to sit next to, he's not in leasing anymore. Our market has changed. The image of the talkative salesperson has long been a cliche. Now, the degree to which too much talking has been a nuisance goes across the board. At one end, you have customers who felt that they didn't know much and they were willing to sit through the sales pitch to learn about the benefits of leasing. And at the other end, you have savvy customers who found the talkative person a nuisance, but they just made the purchase anyway. They got what they needed and avoided the ordeal of having to listen to another salesperson. Today, you can't just talk at a lessee or a vendor. They are better informed. You can see their increasing knowledge from the questions that they ask. They ask now about residuals, about personal guarantees, about the tax advantages of leasing. Now, years ago, lessees could hide bad decisions. Large organizations could hide their equipment and financing mistakes. But improved management practices have done away with much of that. Now, good purchases and bad purchases are part of the performance portfolio. So you have to start a relationship with a lessee. The lessee has a lot at stake. How do you do that? You engage them in dialogue. You ask them questions that get them to open up and to tell you what's most important to them with this transaction. Now, there's a process to this. The first step is to do your homework. Did you ever make a prospect call to a vendor, get through to the decision maker, and then start to ask basic qualifying questions like, oh, what type of equipment do you sell? What manufacturers do you represent? And then you literally hear the decision maker sigh. They go, because they don't have time for this. I've made that mistake, and it's a tough hole to climb out of. First, you qualify the vendor or the lessee by visiting their website or by speaking to the receptionist or someone in their sales department. Also, you can call and ask for accounts receivable because your call will always be put through to that department. When you get a live person on the phone, ask as many qualifying questions as you can. For lessees, the questions are, How long have you been in business? What does your company specialize in? You know qualifying questions. Now, what you really have to do is get good questions. I have written some good questions here that you can take, and you ask these questions after your opening statement, which is also a segment on Pawnee's website. After your opening statement, you want to engage the prospect in dialogue, and the more the customer talks, the better. The reason for this is, if you're talking, you're not learning anything. When the prospect talks, they're revealing clues about themselves and about their business. Here are some key questions that will allow your prospect to open up the dialogue and share important information. What's the most important criteria you consider when choosing a leasing company? What are your company's goals for the next year? What is the biggest challenge facing you this year? What does the next leasing company have to do in order to earn your business? What would have to happen for you to consider a switch from your present leasing company? What would you like to see from a leasing company in the area of support after the sale? What is the process you normally go through when considering a new leasing company? How did you choose your current leasing company? Who else would be involved in this decision? Should I speak with them? How many leasing companies do you use? What services provided by your present leasing company are most important to you? What are your feelings about the leasing industry? Do you see any reason why you would not want to utilize our company? How do your salespeople pick what leasing company to use on a particular deal? Now, if a prospect just says, just send me some literature, a good question to ask is, let's assume that you like what you see when you get it. What happens next? If the prospect tells you, now just isn't a good time, your questions might be, I see. Let's talk about that. So you're saying that you are interested in working together, but there's something that makes now a bad time? What's going to happen between now and then that will make the second quarter a better time? If the prospect says, there's a possibility we might be able to use you at some point, I'll keep your information on file, follow that with, when you say possibility, what are you talking about? To find out someone's interest level, you can say, on a scale from 1 to 10, where would you say you are? If they say, well, we're 7, you say, what would it take to get you to be a 10? Now listen to their answers. Make sure that you take notes and really listen to understand. Resist the tendency to jump in and present your services right away. Instead, question more. Use instructional statements such as, tell me more. Please go on. Elaborate on that for me, please. I'd like to know more about that. Please continue. Remember not to just fire these questions away at the prospect. Think of yourself as a concerned friend, someone who's there to help the prospect and uncover their needs before you try to fill them. Once you understand their situation, and then you present the leasing options, questions are a way to firm up their level of commitment. Ask, can we fill out the application now? Or, when specifically do you see yourself moving forward? What's going to happen next on your end? When? A simple question that I use at the end of every vendor prospect call is, are you working on any deals right now that I can help you out with? Questioning and listening are the foundation for your sales success. Listen to this Pawnee program again and develop a list of your best questions for all your prospects. Increase your questions and you'll increase your sales. This is Linda Kester for Pawnee Leasing.